WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Each year, Trans Day of Visibility is a day to celebrate transgender and non-binary people. But this year's celebration in Chicago turns somber as participants mourn the recent deaths of two Black trans women. Activists say Chicago is one of the deadliest cities in the country for Black trans people. They urge the city's first openly gay mayor to protect them. WBEZ's Maria Ines Zamudio reports.
Give a round of applause for Trans Day of Visibility right now.
Jay Rice steps to the mic, angry and sad because friends are dying. Rice is addressing a crowd outside the Daily Center while holding a trans flag with the names of loved ones killed in Chicago stitched in.
And as we remember all the rest of the names on this flag, we just had to add seven names to this flag of fallen trans siblings.
Rice is with Brave Space Alliance, a trans-led organization providing services on Chicago's South Side. Rice is speaking to dozens of Chicagoans attending Thursday's somber rally to commemorate Trans Day of Visibility after losing loved ones.
It is a reminder that this country does not care about Black trans people. Not when my sisters are getting pulled out of lakes. Not when my sisters are being found in the back of trash cans. This is not a day of celebration. This is a day of reckoning.
2021 has been the deadliest year on record for transgender and gender nonconforming people in the U.S. That's according to a report from the Human Rights Campaign, which has been tracking deadly incidents since 2013. Six Black trans women killed in Chicago were featured in that report.
Since last year's Trans Day of Visibility, Chicago has had more reported murders of trans folks than any city in the U.S.
That's Ab Weeks with Southsiders Organized for Unity and Liberation, or SOUL. Anti-trans policies continue to spread throughout the country. Florida passed the Don't Say Gay bill this week, preventing teachers from discussing trans and other LGBTQ issues in classrooms. Iowa prevents trans students from participating in sports. In Texas, the governor directed the state's child welfare agency to investigate certain gender-affirming care as possible child abuse. While trans people in Illinois don't have to worry about such policies, advocates say local leaders need to do more. During the rally, trans advocates issued a failed report card to Lori Lightfoot, the city's first openly gay mayor.
So gender-affirming care and housing, what do they get? Access to medical needs, what do they get? Access to COVID prevention, what do they get?
Shira Hudson with SOUL is asking Chicagoans to think about how their own silence contributes to the crisis.
Have you failed to protect Black trans women around you?
That's right.
Has your silence...
Struck with grief, Hudson pauses to cry before delivering a message.
And so I ask you, has your silence around the violence that is happening to Black trans women led to their erasure?
And it's that erasure, Hudson adds, that's fueling the violence against the trans community. Marina Zamudio, WBEZ News.